Hey. Oh, sorry. All right. Thank you. I am Joseph. I'm an uncle. Excuse me. Sorry. They asked me to speak on sponsorship, which I was shocked, but I'm grateful to when asked. We show up, and I had. It was funny. I always just try to think of the coolest things I could say. Can't think of any. I went upstairs. They gave me a lovely suggestion to go up and pray before, and I did try to do that, but now I can't think of anything. Sponsorship is good. Thank you. for me, you know, I've been going after this sobriety thing. I was 19, like 15 years, and when I was 19, I was able to, based on getting really miserable, which is, there's only one way to really get in here. No one comes here because your life is super dope and they want to talk about it, you know. The gift of desperation is the one thing that we truly receive and need to really give this thing a fair shot. And when I was 19, I was able to put together like 5 years of sobriety, 1 year of misery on my own, but you know, in the sense of that right there can be my biggest issue with getting sober again and again and again, because I have a brain that is not good, you know. But like, the reason for me sponsorship is important, because if I put down the drugs and alcohol, that's where my problems really start, you know. I have my brain and my spirit, it's, this one guy shared that, I've heard a bunch back in the day, but alcoholism is, wants me dead, it'll settle for me drunk. And that's something every day, it's one of those, I get reminded every day when I open up my eyes. And the beautiful thing about sponsorship is, in my brain, I try to create my own solutions with the same brain that creates, that has all these kind of problems and the chaos and the craziness. And the cool thing about sponsorship is they've gone through this work, they have practical applications for this, and it's always incredibly simple, you know. I always try to create a quadratic equation for all the problems in my life. And my sponsor's like, hey, how about just show up to the meeting and pray in the morning and do all these kind of things. And my brain constantly wants to, you know, every morning, for example, I have an incorporated kind of a set-aside prayer, because the worst thing that could have happened to me sometimes, I feel like, is kind of having that relative, you know, somewhat tenured sobriety, because, but it's, you know, the where I am now, and you know, this is a one day at a time program, and you know, I sorry, this meeting's so big. And you know, for me, in kind of coming new, coming back, it's the one thing you do over and over. If you happen to relapse more than once, and that's okay if you have, because it feels like it gets harder every time, because the kind of the beating that we all take out there, that we usually, you know, obviously do to ourselves, it is needed. And every day I'm grateful for sponsorship, for keeping my complicated brain very simple. And it's the craziest thing, because I don't, you know, here's the thing too, the cool thing on sponsorship is I feel like a lot of people do overthink the sponsor thing. I know I have in the past, and it's pretty, you know, because I don't even believe when it comes to working a spiritual program of action, if it makes anyone feel better, it's not really up to us. I do believe God is involved in picking those men or women kind of for us, and I don't care if my, you know, at this point, my sponsor He does actually have a nice car, but that's not important to me. It kind of is too, actually. I just like cars. But you know, I simply can see in a man's eyes and see quite a bit of peace and see a lot of work that he's put into it. And he's a man that I've seen that, you know, his actions back up his work. And, you know, the thing, especially if you're new too, it's like the crazy thoughts and the craziness that if you have a similar brain as mine, that stuff doesn't stop, by the way. Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Five, thank you for the accountability there. Sorry, I didn't know you guys do numbers. You know, probably over talking here, I'm sorry. So, what was that saying? Sponsorship is cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, sorry. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, because, like, the one thing my sponsor, I've noticed, doesn't do much is how are you feeling? Because I'm sure he can kind of imagine it's, at this point, it's kind of like the cliche if you're the motivation versus discipline concept. I've really tried, you know, coming to meetings, most of the time, not that cool. Just in my brain, I really am inherently quite lazy and would love to kind of sit and watch Netflix. But I tell you what, not one meeting have I left, despite even being not the most engaging meeting, is I usually feel a little bit better after. And kind of showing up, reaching my hand out, calling a new guy, calling a fellow AA member that can identify with the craziness in their head. There really is a beautiful spirit in this program, and that's where I feel God the strongest in a bunch of, in a large room with you beautiful degenerates. And yeah, I just made this my home group, so thank you so much, and that's all.